week. Oh, man. Can I say this succinctly in a one-sentence way that people will remember? I think so. I may need a comma, but I think so. I believe what the texter says, that we know Syracuse will score more than we know how Clemson's defense will play. I also think, Ben, I know that Syracuse's defense will give up points more than I know that Clemson will score. So the reason that I frame it that way is I think Clemson is going to get points. And I think the reason I feel confident about that is because I have seen Syracuse's defense play. Now, the texter before the break said, and I sort of agree on half of the ball, and I think you probably disagree, that it feels like you guys haven't watched Syracuse because you're not laying the points with Clemson. I would say I don't think Syracuse is a bad football team. I think Syracuse really struggles defensively, but I think offensively they are quite good and quite capable.
And we've already seen Clemson struggle offensively against a team that doesn't have a great defense in Troy.
No, that's right. I don't think it's going to be lightning delay. Like, you could chalk up the Troy game to some other factors, but we don't know how much is the other factors and how much is just how Clemson was always going to play if it was 80 and sunny, you know, right, the whole game. One thing to note for Syracuse offensively, Yassine Willis, who is the 235-pound back that Dabo talked about, is basically Maffa. He's their leading rusher. He's averaging 4.1 a carry, but he's sort of a workhorse back. They get him lathered up. He is on the injury report as questionable this week. If he is out, the backup, Will Nixon, is 5'11", 205. To me, that changes Syracuse a little bit because it does lessen the threat of your run game, especially between the tackles. It is easier to tackle a 5'11", 205-pound back than a 6'1", 235. If you're also worried about getting put on skates with the RPOs and trying to defend the outside, it feels like maybe more of a speed game, less than a power game in terms of the run with Nixon as opposed to Willis. Something to monitor for tomorrow for Clemson's defense. Texter asked this. Let me see. Where is this? Where is that text? Texter asked this from the 864, and I think this goes to your tempo factor and maybe the point total factor. Clemson either blows them out or gets blown out. I don't see any in between. To me, the only way that happens is a high possession game, which is kind of your rationale for taking the over on the point total here, is that if Syracuse plays fast and Clemson's going to hit some big plays, then we're just going to see a lot of possessions. We're going to see a load of possessions, and more possessions equals more points.
Texter said, can we lather up Randall, please? I've heard Walt talk about this, and he's done a good job of explaining Adam Randall. You got to remember that Randall has not been a running back before and is not used to playing and carrying the ball the way that he has. And, you know, I heard Walt talk about Randall actually tapping himself out of the game several times. Actually, I went back and looked, and sure enough, he did. And that's not a knock on him, but Randall may not be a 35, 40 carry kind of guy. He just may not. I mean, you've seen guys that have been running backs their whole life struggle with that kind of workload. So it's not all on the staff, perhaps, on that. What is on the staff is that when Randall taps himself out, you can't automatically go to the pass. You got to find the other guy. And I just refuse to believe that you haven't developed a number two running back. I just refuse to believe that.
I do think that is a major problem. You know, it's interesting. There was and I don't know who asked it, on the Wednesday, when Dabo's media availability on Wednesday, it may have been Larry Williams, I can't remember, who asked about Ricardo Jones. Have you seen this answer?
I have not.
Where Dabo's asked about Ricardo Jones, and he's like, I think he played 71 snaps or something on Saturday. And the question was like, is that too many? And he said, oh, yeah. That coach has got to be better. And it's interesting because you contrast that with the questions being asked about, are too many defensive linemen rotating too frequently? So it's almost like, you know, regardless of whether you're rotating too much or not enough, there's just not the right balance in any position group. Adam Randall, we talked about this earlier in the week. Adam Randall has played 153 offensive snaps so far. David Ezeomame has played 17. Oh, I'm sorry, these are carries. Randall, 153 carries. Ezeomame, 17. Davidson, 7. Adams, 5. He only played special teams against Georgia Tech. That's not enough of a share of the workload. You need Adam Randall in the game, but to me it's an indictment, as you said, that nobody else is worthy of a series or a few snaps here and there, or, as you also just pointed out, that you feel like you have to throw the ball if Randall's not in there. You have to let these guys play. If you're going to be rotating defensive linemen every two snaps, you need to be doing a similar thing with your running backs to get the best out of Randall in the fourth quarter. I feel that way. And the same probably can be said at safety. With Ricardo Jones and Ronan Hanifin playing a million snaps and not enough guys getting run back there. You're not getting the freshness in the legs when you are rotating, and you're not getting the freshness of the legs when you're not rotating. The guys are kind of wearing down at the end of the game. I like where your head's at there on the over, though, for Clemson. Your rationale was good on that.
I just think in order for Clemson to win, they got to get into a little bit of a shootout. And that makes everybody uncomfortable, including me. But that's what I think. Because I think a lot of Syracuse's offense, not so much about their defense. So.
What we don't know is how many points are these offensive players worth? How many points is Tristan Lee worth? How many points is Antonio Williams worth? Like Dabo's talking about the one plays. I'll tell you what, you have fewer one plays. Dabo said he would change 8-1 play. If you just change one of them, they win a game against Georgia Tech. You have fewer plays that fall in that category when Antonio Williams is playing. And you might have fewer of those plays on the offensive line when Tristan Lee and Elijah Thurman are playing. So that's another thing we don't know. Is it's not just Antonio Williams is coming back. Clemson appears set to have three offensive players who are heavily involved. Two no-doubt starters and a third guy that could start at like three positions on the offensive line that are coming back this week. That to me is a question. And it's not a question in the way that we're doubting that they are going to make an impact, but it's how do you measure that? Like if Clemson is a low 20s offense right now, are they high 20s with Antonio Williams? Are they then low 30s with Lee and mid 30s with Thurman? It's hard to say. It could be that they score a bunch more points with those guys on the field. We just don't really know. It's something that we're gonna have to figure out. The other thing, and I mentioned this total, the Missouri South Carolina total. You like the over in this game, Ben, and I'm interested to hear your rationale for this one.
Well, number one, it's not a lot of points, really. 48.5. I mean, anything under 50 to me is in college football is low. I have questions about South Carolina's defense, and I think Missouri's pretty good there. Plus, they're at home. I like the – I do, and I'm thinking Sellers is playing in this game.
I do, too. He got upgraded to probable. I think he's going to play.
I don't know. And here's the other thing. Think about last week. 31-17, is that what it was? No, it was 31-7. If Vanderbilt can score 31 on South Carolina, then Missouri certainly can at home. That's sort of leading me to my point total over the 31. Is South Carolina going to score three touchdowns? Probably. So that's sort of the way I arrived at that number. But here's my thing, kind of secondary to the point total. We talked about this off the air, Quok. With Missouri, I have a blind spot for Missouri, and I don't know why. I think it – Like I did that couch time with Ben today on my drive to Atlanta. Like, Ben, tell me about it. I think it goes back like to Frank Haith in basketball.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly.
Poor Eli's got to contend with the Frank Haith era. Oh, my.
When it comes to Missouri, I have a hard time taking them serious, and there is not one good reason for me to feel that way, especially with this. And I heard Walt talk about the next head coach at Florida, and he said Eli Drinkwitz. And I went, my mind went, no. And then I immediately said, why am I saying no? Like, what has he done to look like a bad coach? In fact, everything he's done, he looks like a great coach. And that's when I sort of realized, like, why do I feel that way about anything that has to do with Missouri? I have a hard time giving him credit, and there's no reason for it. I still think of them as an outsider who can't win in the SEC, but they have.
Literally from the beginning, they've been winning in the SEC.
Do you have a team like that where you're almost better to just acknowledge, I have this team is in my blind spot, and I don't know why.
Okay, I think for me, and it is a factor this week, all right? Illinois, for some reason. We've had Illinois come, and I'll admit, I have had an Illinois conversation in my head that is not what I've said on the radio, because I am basically just taking everybody's word for it with Illinois. But, like, I think Luke
Altmyer,
they're
a hard team to trust.
I think Luke Altmyer is a good quarterback. But, like, I'm not believing in Luke Altmyer to go win a game. I'm not doing it. Now, he's thrown for over 700 yards in three games with 8 touchdowns with no picks. The guy's been unbelievable. Last year, 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He's among the Big Ten's leaders in the passing stat. Like, he's done what he's supposed to do, throwing the ball. I can't trust him. I'm still not trusting him. I can't. I'm not going to. They're going on the road to Indiana this week, and I trust Fernando Mendoza more than Luke Altmyer, just because I know that that's like a rough-and-tumble team. It feels like Brett Bielema, maybe I have a blind spot for him, because he used to be the coach at Wisconsin for a million years, and his teams at Wisconsin and Arkansas, they were like the same. Sometimes they would beat a really good team, but most of the time, they're just like gritty and tough, and they're beating all their peers. So I have a blind spot for Illinois, and I've uncovered it for the first time this week. It's that, like, I don't, contrary to all available evidence, I am just not trusting Luke Altmyer. As you said, there is loads of evidence that Eli Drinkwitz is a very good coach, and he's done a very good job at Missouri. And there is loads of evidence that Luke Altmyer is one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten. And I am, like, all the way out, beyond reason or logic, with Illinois as a team that can win a bunch of ways. That is the blind spot that I think I have finally nailed down for sure this week.
Yeah, and listen, we all have them. But my knee-jerk reaction when I heard Walt say that about Drinkwitz and Florida, it was where I came to the realization that I am biased towards them, and I have no reason to be that way. So I say all that to say I'm taking the over here almost to coach myself to give Missouri the credit that they deserve. Does that make sense?
Yes. I want to talk about that more on
the
other side.
Can only mean one thing. This is a 17-14
game. Oh, my God. As is customary. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues. We'll get back to this conversation after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Only minutes from the interstate at Exit 1, inviting golfers from Oconee, Anderson, Pickens, and Greenville counties, as well as nearby Atlanta, Chickasaw Point and Overlook Restaurant await you. Chickasaw Point Golf is a hills course, and Overlook Restaurant is a beautiful event venue. Available to host meetings, weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays, a natural, beautiful trip through nature, the way golf was meant to be. Discover what others have, the great golfing you'll find at Chickasaw Point.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their source. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Travelers Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data Q4 2024 to Q1 2025. Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
When the road gets rocky and the road gets rough, all you ever feel like you had was enough. Well,
folks, let me tell you about our good friends at Industrial Motor Service in Anderson. IndustrialMotorService.com. Doug, the owner there, had started working there when he was 18 years old and eventually bought the business. They've been serving the upstate for 20 years now. Since 1989, they've been servicing the upstate. If you have any kind of electrical motor, pump, gearbox that helps keep your business going, you use those things on factory floors, and you have an issue, you can't wait a week for a repair. You need to call Industrial Motor Service. They will get you back up and running. They have 24/7 care, as a matter of fact. And you don't always have to replace one of those motors with a new one. They can rewind, rebuild, replace. They can do all of those things right here in Anderson. To watch them rewind a motor is fascinating. I mean, it is a very specific skill that they have mastered, and they can get you back operational quicker than anyone else, and most of the time cheaper, because you're gonna have somebody local here. You don't have to ship product motors off and have them shipped back to you. You can do all that locally here. IndustrialMotorService.com is your one-stop shop for all of that. Give them a look there. Check them out and keep them in mind of any kind of motor, gearbox, and anything like that that you need to keep your business running.
Great stuff there. 654-ROAR is the number you like to join us. 654-7627. You know, Texter says this. He makes a good point. He says, Baylor has a great passing offense, but RB1 and RB2 have 66 and 23 attempts. Randall has 41. All the others combined have like 15. Running the ball is a good thing. So if you extrapolate that out, you're just running more plays and running the ball more times. That's a similar deal. I would argue that, and I hate to say it's about Adam Randall, but like you have... I'm not going to go as far as some of the people online that say that Randall's not a real running back. Like, we've heard that. He's not a real running back. But I do think somebody who has played running back for a long period of time is more capable, more quickly, of getting lathered up like this.
Yeah, and again, I just was responding to that lathered up because I think that they... Can they use him more? Yes, but I don't think we're that far off, I guess, is the point. He carried the ball 21 times against Troy, 15 against Georgia Tech, and you could certainly argue that, you know, he should have been at least 20 or so against Georgia Tech, but I do think we still have that LSU game narrative in our minds that you just don't hand him the ball at all, and we all agree five carries was definitely not enough. Dabo Swinney agrees with that too. I do think we're getting closer to that. And, you know, my point is, three games in, he may not be a guy that could carry the ball 30 times in game one or game two, but maybe we're going to get there. Maybe it's not all the staff just refusing to hand the ball off.
That's right.
That's the only point. But I certainly agree, you need to run the ball more than you are.
I have a couple. I want to see if you feel like these are blind spots, okay? Because I was kind of just thinking about other blind spots that we might have in the world of college football. The first name that popped into my head, and it might be for both of us, is James Franklin. Do we feel like there's a blind spot for James Franklin?
No, not for me.
You feel like your eyes wide open on that one.
I think my eyes are wider open than for most, actually, with James Franklin. I would also acknowledge that never say never. Eventually, he's going to get there. Eventually, he's going to win the big games that he needs to win. He is. His track record is too good. Same with Mario Cristobal and Miami. I mean, sooner or later, they are going to get there. But I don't think I've been unfair to James Franklin at all. I think he has been a great coach to get you to that almost elite level. And by almost, I mean almost winning it all. You just have to be careful that he hasn't hit his ceiling. And again, eventually, I mean, hopefully coaches get better every year. Eventually, I think he'll get there. But no, I don't. Actually, I think just the opposite when it comes to James Franklin.
Everybody else is wrong. Or a lot of people are wrong. Not wrong. Everybody, but, you know.
No, I don't think people are wrong on him. I mean, if you're still talking about Penn State winning a national championship this year, I actually see it more now than I did, because
look around.
Right, exactly. Look around. Now they haven't played great either, but no, people that pick James Franklin now are betting that what I'm saying is true, that sooner or later he's going to figure it out, and maybe this is the sooner. But I don't know. I'm sorry. I've been right about James Franklin the whole time.
Now you're right about that. You had Penn State pretty well nailed last year.
But he's going to. I mean, I am not saying he's never winning. I'm not.
You just know. We know what he is and what he isn't. I still think we have, like, he.
This is his best opportunity that he's ever had this year.
To your point, I don't think this is unfair. I think it is selective, and that people who want to say that James Franklin, you know, want to say different things about James Franklin might say this. I think James Franklin, I heard Mickey say this about another coach, James Franklin and Steve Sarkisian, okay? This is who Mickey was talking about. And he asked the question, this is maybe a couple weeks ago, when's the last time Steve Sarkisian beat a team of equal talent or better talent? Very good at the talent acquisition, but in terms of just winning a 60-minute game. And listen, Penn State, you don't take anything away from Penn State. They still did not beat a team of equal or better talent last year. Even in getting to the semifinals. SMU's not in their weight class. Boise State's not in their weight class. Doesn't take away from the accomplishment, but in terms of the long-term trajectory of the program, to your point, that question, even though they were two wins away from a national championship last year, that still is a question about James Franklin. And I think it is a question about Steve Sarkisian at Texas as well. When is the last time Steve Sarkisian beat a team of equal or greater talent? Mickey brought that up, and I thought, well, that's crazy. He's just cherry-picking. You go look at it. Look at what happened week one at Ohio State. Very difficult. Difficult to find that.
And Texas said, you got to stop living in 2019, man. Are you sure when it comes to Penn State? I mean, are you sure? Or because what you're saying is equal. Does he beat teams with equal talent? Also, you can say that about a whole lot of coaches. But I'm saying, does he ever beat teams with equal talent? Ever? And I don't, 2020, they were terrible. It was COVID year. I don't care about that. 21 was not a good, was not a great year. 22 and 23 lost to Michigan and Ohio State both years. I mean, and if that's the only two teams you lose to, that's, there's no shame in that. I mean, those are good teams. But, I mean, most people lose to them. But that is sort of my point. Like, at some point, you have to win those. Lost to them to Ohio State again last year. And they had a great year. Don't get me wrong. Also lost the Big Ten championship. You know, he had a I think he had a better team than Oregon last year.
Especially by the end.
Listen, and we're nitpicking because they are, they're right on the cusp.
Well, yeah, when you get to that level, you have to.
And then did they play good against Notre Dame? Did his quarterback play well against Notre Dame? I tend to think that's more on him than the, than James Franklin. But,
right.
I'm sorry. I'm not living in 2019. I'm not calling James Franklin a bum at all. At all.
We're talking about going from really, really good consistently to capable of winning a national championship. And that's where you get nitpicky.
You don't want to be you can't keep being 1B. You got to be 1A at some point. And eventually, last year was a stepping stone, in my opinion, for James Franklin and Penn State. They were good enough. They were good enough to beat Notre Dame. And if they have half of a, if they play at all offensively against Notre Dame the way they have the had earlier in the year, they beat them. You give Notre Dame a lot of credit for that too. But I mean, am I making sense there?
Yeah. And you know what? Texans are pointing out Dabo hasn't done this in a while.
Absolutely.
And we have said that. Listen, I said on this station just 2-3 days, whatever day it was, that at some point Clemson needs to go into a post-game press conference and not give credit to the other team. When's the last time that Clemson won a game where there wasn't any way except lip service to give credit to the other team? Like, when's the last time Clemson made a team look poor?
Yeah, and listen, I like when, I love it when you're talking about one team and people bring up another team.
Yeah.
Clemson's not the measuring stick here. I'm talking about Penn State. Just because Clemson hasn't done it doesn't mean we don't talk about other teams.
And a coach that hasn't won a national championship, right, or done it in the past, by the way.
And I'll say again, I mean, Ohio State, they lost. Penn State lost to the two teams that won the national, that played for the national championship last year. I mean, that's good. That's really good. And if Drew Aller doesn't have the worst game of the year, they're probably playing for the national championship. But he's got to keep climbing, getting over that hump. You're also at Penn State. You're at a football factory,
a place that's won national championships.
Yeah, it's, you're not wanting for anything there.
I'm with you on that. Again, I'm not saying you have to win every one of those games, but you probably should win every now and then.
Yeah, and Texture points does point out, and this is a good point. Credit Penn State, though, they never lose to teams they shouldn't.
That's
a great point. Yeah, no, they are. They also don't beat teams that they're not supposed to beat.
That's right.
And that's, listen, there's a million schools in the nation that would love to do what Penn State has done under James Franklin. A million would love to be able to say what you just said there. They always beat who they're supposed to beat. That's true. That is at least since the last 24 years, that has been the case.
When we come back, I have one more name, and then I have a question about Missouri, South Carolina. 654 Roar is the number. Hour two of the program continues after this. On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop, it's fun fashion for your feet.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour number two continues. Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Ben Milstead here. Boy, it's so fascinating to think about this. We're talking blind spots here, and particularly related to our picks contest. And then I just sort of took us on an aside with Penn State. I want to get back to Nebraska. Because I think Nebraska, for me, is a... This is one where I've been burned before. It's almost like Miami. Like, when you get burned so many times, you're just jaded. You're just not going to get burned again. I took Nebraska in the contest as a home underdog against Michigan because I legitimately said, why do I not like Nebraska, and realized the thing I don't like about Nebraska the most is their last 15 years of football. More so than I don't like their coach or their players. I don't like their last 15 years of football. I think that's kind of what we're talking about. Not necessarily Matt Rhule himself. I actually like Matt Rhule. Maybe that's one reason why my blind spot against Nebraska goes away. But it's like I just can't fully get in. Like, I almost had to make myself go Nebraska plus 2.5 against Michigan. I put it in the dock, too, so I'm all the way in on Nebraska. And you know what? If Michigan beats them by 3 or more, I'm probably not picking them for 5 years. Like, this is a real risk that I'm taking, and it's because I've sort of been thinking along these lines. What do you hate most about them? It's that they've existed the last 15 years. It's nothing to do with this team. Do you kind of feel that way about Nebraska to some extent?
There are teams that they lose so much. You lose so much trust in them, even though things change. It's hard to win it back. I mean, Nebraska's been the laughing stock for forever. Feels like a decade now.
Oh yeah.
But the thing about this team is offensively they're showing signs of competency, and that's something you haven't said about Nebraska in a long time. So I'm really interested how that game goes. I took Michigan in the contest, and it has more to do with the trust factor that we're talking about, but I've got no idea who wins this game.
What was our split on that one? Do you have that pulled up?
I can momentarily stand by. I think that it was 7-5 Nebraska. How about that?
I think it is more like not trusting Michigan. Do you feel like it's important that Sherrone Moore's not there?
Do I think it's important that he's
not? It's important that he's not. Because I've heard people say that it's worth a field goal. I've heard people say it's worth a touchdown. I've heard people say it doesn't matter at all that Sherrone Moore's not, that he's suspended for this game.
Can he be at the team hotel and do all that stuff, though? He can, right?
I believe so, yeah. I don't think he has to stay at home. I'm almost positive about that.
That's interesting. In his case, well, I don't know enough about how they call plays and all that stuff to know, honestly. It doesn't feel like that would be a major factor, but I don't know. I could be wrong about that. If he can do all of your you do all your meetings and things like that, once a game starts, it's just voices.
You know, honestly, that's true. Does it really matter? I mean, you know, the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and they know me. But if you're in the headset and somebody's calling a play, are you like, hey, wait a minute, is this an imposter? Like, you kind of have you probably have some sort of comfort level with whoever is telling you the play in your headset.
I could also be convinced there's a rallying effect to him not being there.
Ah. Oh, you know, Michigan's going to be good at that by now. By the way.
Jason, Michigan used to know everything about how their opponents called play.
That's true. I don't know the answer to this. In the last, let's say, 4 years. You know, 3 years. I know we can do 3 years. Who has more games missed by the head coach? Michigan or the field?
Michigan.
I think it's not even close. Have you have there been any head coach who's missed any game not the coach of Michigan? Like in the last 3 years, Harbaugh has missed games. Moore has missed games. Harbaugh missed games two separate times, as did Moore. These guys, every year they're missing games. No other program has their coach miss games. It's remarkable to me that in the last 4 years that Michigan has spent so much time with not their head coach head coaching a game. Like, I'm not even talking about suspension. I'm talking about health reasons, the whole deal. Hugh Freeze freaking coached from a gurney. He was on his deathbed up there waving at the crowd like the Iowa Children's Hospital. Hugh Freeze is waving in the crowd. He's coaching the game, though. I bet the field has missed fewer. The entirety of FBS football has missed fewer games combined in the last 4 years than Michigan's head coach. And I just... what? Here's my follow-up question, and I can't believe I'm saying this. Okay, I can't believe I'm asking this. Is Michigan the most renegade program in all time? Don't we have to say they are the most renegade program of all time? SMU's head coach didn't miss eight games over 4 years. Miami's head coach never missed eight games over 4 years. Think of the rule break in his program, you know. They didn't miss eight games over 4 years. Michigan cares less about the rules than anybody in the history of college football. Every year, their head coach is missing games.
Well, I do need to correct you on one thing. SMU head coach did miss eight games over 4 years. I mean, they missed an entire season.
Well, yeah, that's true. But so did everyone. So did everyone. That's true. I guess you got to count. You got to count the head coach for, like, the whole program didn't exist for a couple years. They got, like, a nuclear bomb for a couple years.
A heck of a suspension.
That's fair. But the second least rule following his program. My mind is blown by that with Michigan.
Can you pronounce the name of the interim head coach for Michigan?
Biff Poggi? Is it Poggi?
Is it Poggi?
He was at Charlotte. Remember, he was like cut off shirts guy.
Yeah.
I think it's Poggi. Poggi?
I just assumed it was like Chip Lindsey, but it's Biff. Biff is coaching the Michigan. I'm sorry, I can't say it with a straight face.
Do you know the joke from Big Bang Theory where Raj says, "Why does your name sound like you're opening a can of biscuits?" That's what I think of every time.
So Biff is there just as a figurehead.
Therefore, right.
This does not matter that Sherrone Moore's not there.
Okay. I mean, there's a theory out there that actually they're going to let Bryce Underwood actually play. That Sherrone Moore wants to pull the reins and that they're going to actually, it'll mean that Bryce Underwood gets opened up a little more, for better or worse. I'm fascinated by the quarterback matchup in this game. Like, it might be low scoring. I almost took the under in this game. It's high 40, like 47-48.
Texas, wasn't Biff the bully on Back to the Future? He was. That married the mom. That was Biff.
That's right.
And, you know, if you look at Biff Poggi, you could say that that's the same Biff, just, you know, aged 40 years.
Just aged 40 years.
No way, Marty. Thank you, Texter.
Oh, man. How did we get there? Oh, yeah, head coach. Interim head coach. I've got...
What a resume. My gosh.
Well, read me some... Because he's like a bank CEO or something, wasn't he?
He did something other than football. Gilman School? Ever heard of Gilman School? He was an assistant at the Citadel in 1987 for a year. Okay, explain this one to me, Lucy.
Oh, boy.
1987, assistant at Brown. 1987, assistant at Temple. 1987, assistant at the Citadel.
No, are you serious?
Yeah.
Three places in a year? How does that work?
Gilman School. And he was an analyst at Michigan for a season in 2016. He was at St. Francis Academy for 3 years. He was an assistant at Michigan again for 2 more years. At Charlotte for a year, and now at Michigan. Head coaching the Michigan Wolverine. From Gilman School to the Michigan Wolverines.
Remember when he was hired at Charlotte? There was this idea that they were trying to do what Joe Moglia did for Coastal. They were going to basically make Biff their bankroll, and then they were actually just bad at football. And so that went up in flames, or maybe he wasn't given enough money. I don't know. But shout out to Charlotte for understanding. I'm so mad. I almost gave out Rice yesterday, but I thought, this game's so terrible, I don't want to have to watch it. Rice, like 3.5 or 4 point favorites at Charlotte, wins by double digits. And I'm not sure Charlotte's covering any single digit spread all year. Charlotte's awful. They are really, really, really bad. All right, hour two is just about done. Here's what I want to do in hour three. We'll get through the rest of our spread picks. We're going to get back to our contest. Got a couple of spread picks from the contest, so we'll be able to double dip there. I have a question about South Carolina that's actually related to something that Faxon said, and I think I agree mostly with what he said. It has some to do with your point total as well, so we'll get to that. If you have questions on Syracuse-Clemson, if you have questions on South Carolina and Missouri, if you have concerns about the state of college football, anything you want to get off your chest, you got an hour to do so. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Corving text line. We'd love to chat with you. We'd love to get you on the air today as we get you ready for a very busy, jam-packed, and no doubt memorable college football weekend. All right, that is going to do it for hour number two of the program. Still so much more to accomplish in hour three. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Got a crowd to feed? Big game watch party? Office lunch? Mellow Mushroom Clemson caters any event, big or small. From stone-baked pizzas to wings, salads, hoagies, and more. With gluten-free and vegan options, we have everyone covered. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at mellowmushroom.com or swing by 1007 Tiger Boulevard and let us bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable. Mellow Mushroom Clemson.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Are we already 2 hours into the show?
We are.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's been a jam-packed show that has...